When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fatten shit up should do me. Oh, woo-woo. Yeah. Along with the Tutty and Tater King, the founder of the Aisle Seat Podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the Put It With The Golf guru himself on a Golf Wednesday. It's Carver High this afternoon, ladies. Mafia running it with, ooh, I am your father. The rundown is immense. A double shot with Morenci this very hour. And then in the second hour, Cam Stewart live from Toronto talking golf, Canadian Open. And then in the third hour, a double shot with Stewie, Keith Stewart from Read the Line. And then at the end of the show, right near the end in the last hour, we'll have Ken Sterling on from Indiana. Of course, he's on in Bloomington, and he covers all the Indiana sports for us, including the Pacers, who are set to start the NBA Finals tomorrow night. But that's for tomorrow. We'll have Kent today to talk about that featured event tomorrow night. Tonight is the Stanley Cup final start. Game one at Edmonton at the Rogers Place. That's going to be incredible. And we've got a lot of Brian Daboll going around the show, Carver High. We got games galore in baseball.
Yeah, happy Wednesday here, yes, on Coast to Coast. And yeah, it is a Golf Wednesday. Everybody loves Canada, and that's where we are this week before the big trip to Oakmont for the U.S. Open next week. We got to get through Canada first. We do have some afternoon games. The Brewers are now opening it up on the Reds, a 9-1 lead. Whoa. Now as they go to the bottom of the ninth. I think they just got a homer from your boy Isaac Collins. Who? Your boy Isaac just went yard, our three-run shot. So 9-1 there. Wild softball-style game going on at Fenway this afternoon. Pitching optional. 7-6 Angels in the bottom of the fourth inning.
7-7 now.
7-7 now as they just scored and tied the game. So 7-7. Hope you had the over today at Fenway. As Giolito and Soriano both getting tagged up in this one. And there's still a long way to go as they're only in the fourth there at Fenway. And we did have one final. And yes, Scotty, it did happen. The Rockies not only won a series, they swept a series. They swept the Marlins the last 3 days. That is, if you are Miami, that is horrible to get swept by the Rockies.
What is that now? 12 wins? So they win three in Miami, and they got it done. It is what it is. But when you're 12-50, no one cares.
No one cares. But they're having some fun with it on social media. Give them a break. You know, they never win any games. So let them have some fun that they swept the Marlins here the last few. We'll go through everything from last night and tonight as well. I know we have a lot of skiing stuff later. I know we do this every 5 days. Man, he pitched great again last night against Houston. They never score when Skeens pitches. I mean, they can't even scratch a run across when that guy's on the mound.
I mean, it's just embarrassing. The guy goes out and throws gems almost every 5 days, and they can never score any runs for him. I mean, it's the second time he's pitched a great game. The Phillies game was a complete game. What did he go in this one? 8 innings and gave up no runs?
Yeah.
I mean, one run. So the guy's literally, his numbers are so staggering over his two seasons and his starts. He basically gives up an average of one run a game over every game of his career so far. And they're saying, even though he has a losing record, that he's going to win the Cy Young because of his ERA and how he doesn't give up runs.
Right. And I believe everybody keeps referencing the Jacob DeGrom year, right? The year that DeGrom won for the Mets, where he was basically 500. I had that tweet lined up for you at some point here today. But DeGrom had one of those years where he went there. Here it is. In 2018, after 80 innings, he was 14 earned runs. 5-8 was the team record. Basically identical to what Skeens has done. And DeGrom ended up winning the Cy Young that year, and he was 10-9 with like a 1.7 ERA. So Skeens will probably do the same thing. I don't know if they could get Skeens 10 wins, Scotty. That seems like a lot to even get him to double digits with the way that they hit. I'm not sure that it's there, but we'll find.
Yeah, like, you know, honestly, they're as bad as far as – so he's allowed only 19 earned runs and 13 starts. They've lost 8 of those. They're as bad as the Rockies. And the White Sox, the Pirates, they really are. Let's stop with all this other nonsense. I mean, they're just as bad. They never win. When they won 2 games in Arizona, I almost fell over. When they scored 19 runs, I had heart palpitations. I had skip beats. There's nothing to say. They're awful. They're an awful franchise. They're horrible. They have no talent. Honestly, there are other... Their other star pitcher, allegedly, is Jones, his elbow's fried. The other alleged pitcher is Helen Keller, who is an absolute train wreck. I don't care what anyone says. What is he, 1-7? He sucks. I don't care what anybody says. Every time I watch him pitch, he's having more fun at Sunday Mass than he is pitching in the majors for the Pirates. That guy goes through the motions like no other. He's just out there like, oh, my God, I'm in prison. And so is Skeens now. Skeens is in prison, too. Pirates prison. They're in the dungeon underneath the ship where they clear the decks and cannonball coming. They're down in the dregs, down by the galley.
And let me tell you something. There's no escape hatch for Skeens anytime soon. I mean, they're just he's down there and he ain't getting out. For a long time. So he's just going to have to sit there.
Welcome to life as a professional when you're drafted.
That's it.
Number one, and you go to the worst team in baseball, and you end up suffering your entire start of your career. By the time he's done, the guy's going to be leather. He literally is going to be covered in calluses of losing.
So we have all the baseball that we'll do. Yankees won last night. The Dodgers and Mets played another great extra inning.
How about this guy last night? No, timeout. I got 5 left.
Oh, okay.
This guy Williams. I'm on the run line at +$1.09. I'm laying a run and a half. It's 3-1 with 2 outs and 2 strikes in the ninth. And this guy gives up a double, and then he gives up a full count single to I think some Jewish kid from down at the temple. What's his name? Schwumann?
Sure.
Boy. Honestly, could there be any worse lost bad beat of the year for me than that? Not only does he stink, but some guy I've never heard of rips a single to drive in Fat Carlos Santana, not the guitarist, the former Pirate hack-ass Carlos Santana, who doubles in the ninth with 2 outs. Like, this guy Williams is the Black Cloud Diner. I don't care how good he got as the setup man. Whenever they got him as the closer, his ERA is 10. When he's a setup man, his ERA is 2.3. As a closer, he's a 10. He is the worst luck I have ever seen in my life. I go into the ninth, nobody on. through the house. And all of a sudden, they win 3-2 and I lose the bet.
Daniel Schneeman had that hit there tonight. So we have all that, and I'm pumped for Oilers-Panthers game one tonight. Let's go. Stanley Cup Finals.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You get Morency with Sports Rage at night at 10 East on all of our TV and radio outlets. We, on the other hand, we get him at Coast to Coast time every day at Double Shot. How do you like them apples? From Vancouver. So tonight, you got all your Canadian friends playing in the that's tomorrow night, all the Canadians playing in the NBA finals. Tonight you got the Canadian team, the Edmonton Oilers, hosting game one of the Stanley Cup finals, and you got the Canadian Open going on in golf. It's all Canada all the time.
Rare night, and week where sort of Canada's taking center stage, at least tonight, and then with the golf next week, Formula One actually in Montreal as well. But the wait is finally over, and there is a lot of excitement actually about SGA and the Oklahoma City Thunder, and Siakam being a former Raptor, winning MVP the Eastern Conference finals, and other Ben Mathurin's from Montreal, Nembhard's from Toronto, so I could go on. But we're fired up for tonight's hockey, Scott. This is a great— we don't have a lot of Stanley Cup rematches. Like, over the years, they don't happen very often. And when they do, they're normally pretty epic. So, last year we had a pretty wild series. It was, not every game was great, but we ended up getting there and ended up getting to seven games. I don't know if we're going to get to seven games again this year, but I can't wait to see how it unfolds.
Well, how do you think it's going to unfold? I mean, last year they lost games 1 and 2 in Sunrise, game 3 in Edmonton at Rogers Place. Then they win game 4, game 5, game 6, then lose game 7, 2-1 in Sunrise, and the Panthers hoist the Stanley Cup. You and I have been on the Oilers for, I've been on them the entire season. You and I have been on them the entire playoffs. Here they are. They're not going to F this up and lose tonight, are they? It just can't happen. I'm telling you, if they lose, it's the same old story. I know they never go away, but I think they got to win tonight and show them we're not having this 3-0 nonsense.
No, I agree. You spotted them three games, and you still nearly came back and won the series last year. You need to avoid it. You and I talk. Listen, both these teams are as resilient as it comes, and that's why they are where they are. They don't panic when they're down in a game. They don't panic if they're down in a series. But with that being stated, Scott, numbers don't lie. Teams that win game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, they go on to win the series 75% of the time.
Crazy.
Right? Like, it's pretty solid right there. So, like, if you're the Oilers, listen, the Oilers are on a 12-2 run. We've seen a pattern in the National Hockey League, guys, of, we can go all the way back. Wayne Gretzky, my uncle was on that team that got swept by the New York Islanders, so I know it well. So Wayne Gretzky made the Stanley Cup Finals for his first time. He got swept. All right, the Islanders swept them. The following year, the Oilers swept them, right? And so he won the cup the following year. Sidney Crosby made the Stanley Cup, lost, made it back the following year, and then won. Now you've got Connor McDavid in the exact same position. Florida Panthers made the Stanley Cup, lost. Then they made it back and they won. Las Vegas Golden Knights made the Stanley Cup Finals, lost. Made it back and won. This is, you know, you have to learn to lose. This is a different Edmonton team. I think last year, Scott, the nerves were real, right? They had finally broken through. They finally made the Stanley Cup. And you know, a little bit of a comparison here, Scott. I brought it up briefly last night on Sports Rage. I sort of see a lot of the Philadelphia Eagles in the Oilers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the Eagles lost in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. This year, remember, in New Orleans, you could just tell they weren't effing around all week. Remember at media night? Right. They were different than the Chiefs. They were stone-cold face. Like, they were all business. Jalen Hurts, oh, how's he going to play this time around? Well, he did pretty well. Right? Like, I really think it makes a difference being there for the second time and understanding the assignment. You want to talk about current form. Listen, man, the Edmonton Oilers are 12-2, guys. Since they lost the first two games in the playoffs to the LA Kings, they're 12-2. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are a damn good team. They beat them in five. The Dallas Stars are a damn good team. They beat them in five. The Oilers just aren't winning. They're not playing around right now. You know, the Oilers had three straight wins three or more goals and four or more, three or more. You get into the stats, Scott, like even the Gretzky Oiler teams didn't do this. Like, this has been a dominant run. Like, they're like a plus 25 goal differential right now. They're smoking teams. I think they're the best team. With all due respect to Florida, I think Edmonton are going to get it done this time. Home ice will be the difference, guys. And not so much because of whatever. Some fat guy is loud in the stands. Ooh, they play Metallica in the arena, and it's loud when they sing the national anthem. That stuff doesn't matter.
They Homicide in the arena.
Yeah, they should play Homicide. They would in Dallas. They love, you know, they love metal in Dallas.
They love you in Dallas.
The last line change. And Sidney Crosby, you know, legendary player. Last line change, always big. Connor McDavid is the best. Connor McDavid, you can't, like, if you're getting the last line call, you can match him up against who you want. Paul Maurice, the thing that makes the Florida Panthers so good, guys, because they're so deep, they do everything well. But they got two dudes, Sam Bennett and Rat Reinhardt. These dudes are just like ultra, ultra hard to play against. So they basically always have a top defender, like a top guy to shut down your guy on the ice all the time. So when Florida has home ice, it's extremely difficult. Like for an Austin Matthews or for anybody, that, you know, the Gensel on the Lightning. You're constantly, it's like constantly having a number one DB on you, Scott. Like, you never have, like, any soft coverage. It's like, oh, God, I got Bennett on me again. Oh, God, Reinhardt's on me again, right? You can't escape it. When you're at home and you have the last line call, you can escape that stuff. And you can go, okay, you guys got him on the ice, but we can put McDavid. We can go Draisaitl here. We'll put Draisaitl on and McDavid on. There's a lot of games that Knobloch can play with the home ice last line change, and he has it 4 out of 7 times.
Yeah, I know what it's like. There's this guy I play basketball against all the time, and he just shuts me down. He's 6'4". He's as tall as me. He's as big as me, and he just knows all my bag, and he just gives me problems, and I can't score. So when I see him walk in, I'm always like, oh, God, here we go again.
That's what people see.
So when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about something Gentleman George told me yesterday about these.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, so yesterday the old blue liner was talking to me, and he I love talking hockey with you, with him. He says to me at one point, he goes, something along the lines of, if the refs let him play, the Panthers are going to win. If they give the power play calls to the Oilers are going to win. In not so many words. Fair enough?
I think, yeah, it's an advantage, but I don't think that the Edmonton Oilers are like the Toronto Maple Leafs or that they're like the Carolina Hurricanes, who are very skill-based teams. Like the Toronto Maple Leafs and Carolina Hurricanes, you can't change the way you play when you're in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs against the Panthers. You know, a great comparison, Scott, is my buddy Heath Herring fought Brock Lesnar. And his training camp told him, we really need to work on your wrestling. And he said to them, you really think in 3 weeks I'm going to learn how to wrestle against Brock Lesnar? He goes, no, we're not wasting our time with that. And he had a great point. So, like, the Toronto Maple Leafs would dump the puck in all the time. They couldn't get it back. The Edmonton Oilers are not, pardon the pun, wallflower, Scott. I'll use the example. Right, you're talking about Corey Perry. You're talking about Evander Kane, right? These guys, you know, Evan Bouchard, Darnell Nurse. These guys do not back down, and they're very big dudes. So they can play physical hockey. Trust me, the Edmonton Oilers can play as dirty as anybody in the league. The only thing the Oilers need to be careful of is don't get caught up in it, because you're more skilled than they are, so you don't want your skilled guys in the box. But, yeah, penalties are going to be huge. Look, guys. Do you know that the Edmonton Oilers led 86% of the time against the Dallas Stars in the series in five games? Like, and the Dallas Stars are damn good. People thought, oh, they're going to the Cup and all this. All right, the Oilers led. Scott, the only game they lost, bro, they took like four penalties in 8 minutes, if you remember. At the end of the second period, they were up 3-1, and yeah, they got crazy. They got crazy. Evander Kane, remember, he's Evander Kane, and decided to, I'm going to run this guy. Corey Perry, I'm going to high stick this guy in the face. Why not? We're up 3-1. Next thing you know, you're losing 5-3, right? So, like, honestly, the Oilers realized after, hey, guys, if we don't beat ourselves, we can't be beat. Like, if we don't take penalties, you're not beating us. Draisaitl and McDavid are on an effing mission right now. One thing I'll say, too, about tonight, guys, is one thing with the Florida Panthers that we've seen. They get better as the series go on. Listen, this is their third cup in a row. The year before they were in a damn cup, they were in the conference finals. So 4 years in a row, these guys have been in the conference finals and or the Stanley Cup finals. They understand the adage that it's a marathon and not a sprint, right? So they kind of pace themselves. They kind of feel you out, pace themselves a little bit. We saw they were down 2-0 to the Leafs. Where I'm going with this, Scott, is I think it's an advantage for the Oilers tonight, this layoff for both teams. I think Florida are like tanks, bro. Like, they got to sort of, they got to get going and start rolling downhill on you, right? Edmonton are more like jets, like speedboats, being like, they're going to come flying out, Edmonton. I think Florida could take, I remember Brad Marchand brought this up, guys, when he was on the Boston Bruins, when the Bruins were good. And it was with COVID, when it came back from COVID and stuff. And the Bruins and the Panthers, very similar, Scott, in the way that they play. And I'll never forget what he said. He goes, you know, the style that we play, he goes, it's not easy just to show up and start hitting people. He goes, it's going to take us like a week or two to get going, coming back, the style that we play. And I really feel this is an advantage for the Oilers early in the series. They need to take advantage of it. Oilers to win game one tonight and win the series is currently plus 150. I'm going to call my shot right now and say the Oilers win this series in six games, Scott. And I'm telling you right now, five wouldn't shock me. I'm getting bold here. Oilers win both at home, split in Florida, but I might be getting a little cocky here. Yeah. And it's not going to be easy to win the series. But
listen,
I say,
calm down, Romeo. That team they're playing is really good. Now you got them getting wiped out in five?
They just beat the Stars in five. They just beat the Knights in five. So I'm saying five or six.
Those teams,
let's say six.
Those teams are not this team. Okay, this team they're playing is different. All right, real quick, your thoughts. You said that you like Kyle Dubas's thinking outside the box with the hire today in Pittsburgh of some guy no one's ever heard of.
Well, number one, no one's lining up for this job, guys, in Pittsburgh right now. Let's just be real. The NHL is the ultimate recycling, club, right? They should win the Environment Company of the Year because all they do is recycle. International Hockey League. So I don't mind this. He's 42 years old. I mean, the guy started out, Scott, the guy was coaching at Sacred Heart like 8 years ago. I mean, he really climbed the ladder. So I don't have a problem with giving the guy a chance.
Yeah, I do.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ginger ale hangovers. Remember Carver High? I'd have like 10 or 12 of those in Vegas at the blackjack table, and then literally I'd wake up with a hangover, like the sugar. It's worse than drinking. If you drink about 10 ginger ales, I guarantee it. It's automatic. If you don't hit the aspirin before bed, you're done. You're going to wake up with a ringer. No questions asked. Anyway, I know you're excited about the Stanley Cup Finals, Carver High. In fact, yesterday, didn't you tell your doctor who to bet on in game one of the Stanley Cup Finals? You went to the doctor. Did you give him some tips? Did you give him some tater tips? We gave your taters out last night.
Yeah, I wish I had. I wish those went a lot better than my doctor trip, the taters. I had a multiple trip. I was there yesterday, and then I was back this morning, and then I was back. So I've been in and out of there a couple times now over the last 24 hours.
You don't do doctors.
No, I don't. But I do now.
Listen, bro, you got to do doctors. You got two kids, so, man. You got to stop with this. I got friends that don't do doctors. I'm not into doctors. Like, I don't care what you want. Like, you have kids, man.
That is why it is a must do. It's a must do. But I am excited for this, and I did give him some taters and some talk about the Stanley Cup final. I did do that while I was there.
Thank you.
Seeing him. There it is. We're ready for tonight. The Oilers and the Panthers. All the talking is over, right? We finally made it. We went a full week here without any action, and we finally get back on the ice. Why don't we start a little tail of the tape for this? Look at these two teams, 12-5 and 12-4. That means that they have smashed everybody on their way here in the playoffs. They're both scoring around four goals a game. They're both allowing 2.29 for Florida, 2.81 for Oilers. The goal differential, a little bit better on the Florida side. Power play, a lot better on the Edmonton side. Both the Florida penalty kill, a lot stronger than Edmonton's. And the save percentage, I know it looks ugly because there's an 8 there, but 9.05 ain't that far off from 8.95.
Look, these teams are, looking in the mirror. I think they're dead ringers. That's really the essence of why they're back in a, back-to-back finals. We saw it last year. They're the two best teams in the NHL, and I think they proved it this year by getting back. And I have been, since day one, on the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup of this season. And I'm not a fan of the team. I'm a fan of betting on them. I'm a fan of cashing tickets on them. They win, they cover. They win on the road, they win at home. I mean, they're even tougher at home to beat. It seems like they're in another gear when they play at the Rogers place than when they're on the road, but they win. And look, there's nothing that Gabe said that I haven't said or that I don't follow or agree with. It's just about everything he said, right? Like, we're on the same plane here with this team. I think their time is now. I thought last year they had the shot. They blew it. I think they really blew it by losing the first three games, not by losing 2-1 in game 7. They could have easily won that game 7. You lose by a goal, that's a heartbreaker. But when you lose three straight and then win three straight, you got to win that last game and finish it off, and they didn't. I think they got that taste in their mouth. Like, we had them right where we wanted them and blew it. And now we got to beat them. And I think they know they have to take advantage of these games in Edmonton to start it out. And that includes tonight. You heard Gabe, 75% of teams winning game one go on to win the cup. I think tonight is enormous for the Oilers. I will tell you what, if the Panthers go out and win tonight, I will start regretting my pick real fast. Because I think that if they lose tonight, it's pretty obvious to me that the Panthers have their number.
Look, I agree with you. I usually, you don't want to get too wrapped up in a game one, but I think it's very similar to what we talked about a couple weeks ago when the Carolina-Florida series started, right? Carolina had that long stretch of losing games in the conference finals, and what'd they do? 15. They went out and lost, and they lost game one at home, you know, right out of the gate, you know, and just kept that. And then what's the questions for the next 2 days till the next game? Well, when are you guys going to win a game? So, you know, for Edmonton tonight, it's similar. They lose tonight, and for the next 48 hours is, well, you got down 3-0 last year. You know, you got down 3-0 last year, and they have to listen to that. They need to go and grab it here right out of the gates at home, take a 1-0 lead, and assert themselves in this series. We've got a lot of people to hear from. Why don't we start with, of course, Connor McDavid, who has, without question, the most to gain here. By winning himself a Stanley Cup and getting himself next to the other greats. Oilers need to finish the job this time.
Yeah, I think there's familiarity there. You know, we know what to expect from their game. I think they know what to expect from ours. You know, they're an aggressive, in-your-face, quick team. You know, we played a team like that in L.A., I would say. So, you know, there's a little bit of that familiarity there. Obviously, they're, you know, they're the champs. It's their third final in 3 years. They're a great team. You know, you can't say enough good things. So, as I said, they have a complete focus. Going to be a great challenge, and we're excited about it.
So, Carver High, one other sidebar. I would not be playing in this game tonight. I broke my thumb yesterday playing basketball.
Oh!
And it's the
thumb.
Size.
You got a cast on? What do you got?
No, you can't put a cast. Okay. It's the base of my thumb, and it's the size of my foot. It literally... I snapped it back, and I would not be able to hold a hockey stick tonight. I am unable to hold anything. I had trouble with a sandwich. I can't open a bottle. I can't open anything. I can't do anything. In fact, yesterday when you were gone, I did it, and I told Joe, the mayor of Miami, that I was handy boy. I had to shampoo with one hand. I had to eat with the wrong hand. I had to... brush my teeth with the wrong hand, handy boy. And I snap. I will not be balling or playing in any of the first several games of the Stanley Cup Finals. I am on the shelf.
So you wouldn't be able to pinch hit in the Cold Heels playoff game tonight either, huh? Playoff game
no,
tonight for the Cold
Heels.
You wouldn't be pinch hitting?
No.
Grab a bat?
There's nothing I can do. I can do nothing. In fact, it's just the worst, and it's all purple and swollen and mangled, and I'm done. I am done. I am out of the finals.
Out of the finals. Let's hear – we do have the finals, of course, with Edmonton. Let's hear from Stuart Skinner next. Of course, what a story he is, getting the Oilers back to the Stanley Cup final. The team has been very resilient.
Yeah, I mean that's just a credit to our perseverance once again. You know, it's kind of the story of the Oilers. Like, you get knocked down, we just keep on getting back up, right? And you've seen that in all the playoffs this year, as individuals, as a team. So, yeah, to be honest, just the way that we keep on moving forward. You know, we lose the cup last year, and we're back here again, being able to get that opportunity, and that's nothing but just complete excitement.
Yeah, that's the first guy I've seen interviewed on the team besides McDavid in a month and a half.
Well, I mean, look, I always give you McDavid, Draisaitl.
I'm just done with Knobloch, too. I might as well have Chuck Knobloch on. He's so awful.
Knobloch is, he could be a snooze. Knobloch. There's
awful.
No question about that. He could be a snooze. Skinner's been an unbelievable story. I mean, I dragged him. Plenty of people have dragged this guy for years. And here he is, back with another chance to get his name on the cup. All right.
They definitely don't have the edge in goal. I don't care what the numbers say. One guy has been three straight times And this other guy, no one actually believes in him, do they?
And honestly, it's a sizable gap, the difference in goal between the two teams.
It's a problem.
It's the kind of thing where it's like you're in an overtime game. The level of confidence with a shaky shot, like you just know Bob's going to be there.
No.
You got no idea with Skinner what's going to happen when you get into the spot.
A shaky shot, a deflection, a bouncer. What about a bouncer?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Wow, Carver High, I've just been under such a strain like you have. So what do we got with our boy Matty Tkachuk? Here's another guy that's a problem for the Oilers.
Major problem for the Oilers. Like everybody else, he's excited. Third straight year in a Stanley Cup final, looking for that back-to-back hoisting the cup.
I just think, I don't really know if it changes them much or if it changes us much, but for them, like, it's not new. You know, like, this day is not new. Not everybody gets to see it, but during the finals, there's way more stuff going on other than just the game. So this seems like a way longer series than a normal series, too, with, like, the days in between. And it's just, it is very different. So long travel, just everything that goes into it. So we're 3 years into it, and they're 2 years into it. So nothing new for both teams.
Listen, let me just explain to you how brutal that trip is from Miami to Edmonton, Alberta. Has got to be akin to literally, I mean, the next stop is Russia. Okay. If you were on a train, the next stop would be Moscow. Okay. So this is literally, it's way worse than, like, you know how they say Miami to Seattle is the worst flight in sports? No, it isn't. This is. Miami to Edmonton is literally the worst flight. It's got to be, you know what it is? It's JFK to Hawaii. It's 12 hours flush. 12 hours. And if you're with a smoker, I mean, they're literally scratching their skin till they're bleeding. 12 hours straight on a plane without a smoke. For someone that smokes every 10 minutes, trust me, I can tell you, I don't smoke. I know everyone thinks that I smoke because of my voice. You couldn't be more wrong. I don't smoke, but I know people that do, and they can't fly 12 hours. I am telling you, they will freak. They'll be tripping. This is the longest flight ever between these games. No wonder they got all that time off Carver High. Literally, do you realize it's like a 12-hour flight? Back and forth they're going to go. Games one and two, they have to fly out. Then they got to fly back for three and four. Then they got to fly for five. Then what about game six? And what about game seven? I mean, you'll be tripping.
Yeah, and because of, I guess, and this is like real technical, you know, like flight stuff there. I guess going south to north, it takes like 2 hours longer. Because when you're coming from Edmonton to Miami, I guess you get the crosswind or the headwind, whatever it is. So that,
yes,
and like I saw somebody tweet this out, it might have even been Gabe, saying that like that South Florida to Edmonton flight is so long, like they got to stop somewhere in the middle and refuel. Like, they got to gas the plane back up.
It's either in, like, Washington or something or whatever, like Idaho. They'll land, refuel, and keep going. It never ends. I've done the flights, okay? I went Atlanta to Edmonton, and I was like, oh, my God. I sat next to this guy. He was so boring. I was like, do you mind if I tell some jokes at this point? I was literally and they were such pansies. No beer, no cocktails.
On that long a flight, well, listen, they wouldn't let you have a beer from Atlanta to Edmonton?
So listen, once I learned that they went with juices only in the NHL, then I started stuffing bottles into my bag when I would go on the trips, and I'd put it in my overhead, and I'd right in the middle of the flight, I'd go up there, and I'd reach my hand in, and then I'd cup the little, little airline bottle, and I'd go in the bathroom, I'd be making drinks, I'd be in the laboratory hammering cocktails, because they let you have apple juice, orange juice. It's the worst, dude. Water. They're like, all the players are healthy, and they're all watching their carbs, and there's no... It's the worst. At dinner, they have the same thing every day. Salmon, chicken, meat, vegetables. There's no junk food ever. Like, once in a blue moon, they'll have 25 boxes of pizza on the plane after a game. But I swear to God, we lost so many games. One time, Waddell got on the plane. He said, we're not going to give you pizza, nothing. You guys suck so bad. They never won, so they stopped giving them pizza. I'm not even kidding. They stopped giving us pizza. That's how bad we were. They stopped giving us food. Literally, they used to feed us every flight. And then they lost like 40 in a row. And I was like, I said to the guy next to me, the color guy, I don't think they're feeding us anymore. I go, this job sucks. He goes, they're going to fire you. That's what he said to me. I go, I don't care. They can owe me for a year.
And they asked Marchand, who we're going to play now, yesterday about what they did on the flight or something. And apparently they were playing cards, and Marchand
played poker
on the flight. And Marchand was the big winner. That's really all part of what he's been doing since he got there. He's just trying to fit in with the Panthers, looking to get his name back on that cup before he hangs him up.
So it's a different opportunity than what I'm used to, and I was just excited to be here. I wasn't really with the depth this team has and the guys that the leadership group that they already have. Like, it felt easy to kind of come in and just kind of follow suit and watch what the guys do, and just be part of it. So yeah, it's a good opportunity.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised you didn't talk about the poker.
You know that guy is going to have some big goal in this series. He's always
automatic.
Around. Whether it's, you know, a game winner or a tying goal late or something, Marchand.
Overtime winner.
He always seems to rise to an occasion in these enormous spots like this, the Stanley Cup Finals. So I keep my eye on Marchand, Scotty, having some big goal.
I mean, without a doubt.
There you go with him. We'll come back. I have lots of numbers for you. I have the numbers for tonight. I've got the most bet player props. I've got my series props for the series. Series long props.
Sheet of integrity.
That's right. I've got exact series score bets. And what was happening the last time a Canadian team won the cup? It's been a while. 1993, the last time a Canadian team won.
I was in L.A. when they lost it. They lost to the Canadians. I was living there they lost.
I was in junior high. So I was in, I guess, 7th or 8th grade the last time a Canadian team won the cup. Wow.
I was already working in the real world.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, Carver, give me all these bets and props and the sheet of integrity as well.
All right, let's start with tonight, of course. Game number one in Edmonton. You have the Oilers as the home favorite in game one. Got minus 132 this morning. I've actually seen it down to minus 120 right now, a couple hours before face-off. I've got the Panthers right now at even money, down from the plus 110 earlier. Total at 6.5, minus 125 to the under. You want to lay the goal and a half with Edmonton, Scotty, plus $1.90 for that.
Yeah, I see it even at this minute at 124, so I'm on the Oilers.
I'm on the Oilers as well. I think the Oilers win game one, and I know me and you mentioned this on Monday, and I'm sure you did with Joe yesterday. I really like the under tonight. I think that this game is going to have a lot of feeling out to it. I don't believe that these two teams are going to come out tonight and have some 7-5 game. I just don't see that. So I'm going to go a little under here with the 6.5 for this evening. All right, the most bet player props for tonight. Get some of these in. The most bet player props for this evening. Of course, you know McDavid's going to be heavy on this. McDavid to score plus 150 is the number one bet. For him to score the first goal of the series at 10-1. Draisaitl to score at plus 110. No goal in the first 10 minutes, which I like a lot, plus 125. And Sam Bennett under 0.5 points, so he'd be pointless, minus 105.
Yeah, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I think Bennett will have a point. And then I think there will be a goal in the first 10 minutes. These two teams are so dangerous. One of them is going to score. I'll give you the, you know, the anytime goal by McDavid I would do, and at the very least. And look, I like this guy Verhaeghe, and I really like Bennett. He scores goals. They're so dangerous, these teams. You could get any number of guys to score goals in this. Nugent Hopkins. I mean, they got, you know, it's always the same thing with the bettors. It's McDavid and Draisaitl. It's never any other offerings here. I think there's so many guys that can kill you on both of these teams. And, I mean, it's endless. And I just don't believe it's just, and, you know, people are like Matt Tkachuk and all this. There's too many guys like Reinhardt and Ekblad, and it just never ends with how many guys can put it in. Lundell, they never put that guy on a prop, and he scores goals left and right.
He certainly does. All right, my series-long props. These are series. These are for the entire series. Sheet of integrity for the Stanley Cup Final. I don't really want to pay that minus 125, minus 130 for the Oilers for the series. So you know what I am going to do? I love the Game 1 series parlay. Edmonton to win Game 1, Edmonton to win the series at plus 145. Try to go cut a little corner there and go with the Oilers for the series that way. Next, Oilers exacta in 7 games at plus 390. Oilers will win in 7 at plus 390. I think it's a long series, and we can get there. McDavid to have the most points in the series. He had it last year by a lot. He had 11 points in the series in the Stanley Cup Final. The next closest, I think, was 7 or 8. So McDavid at +125 for that. McDavid to score 4 goals in the series at plus 210. And you mentioned Sam Bennett. I like Bennett a lot in this series. 3 goals in the entire series at plus 250.
I think all those will hit. I don't believe at this point I'm ready to say it's going 7 like it did last year. For me right now, it's too obvious like that it goes 7, just the same story as last year. I'm not buying that. You heard Gabe. He literally floated 5 games to me. I think his bet of 6 is a lot safer than 5. I don't think – I actually don't believe the Florida Panthers can be beaten by anybody in 5 games. I think they're too good. So
too good.
I'm scared to death tonight to bet on the Edmonton Oilers at plus 124 or minus 124. I really am, because the Panthers are plus 110. It is – and I'm on the Oilers the whole year and the whole playoffs, and it's screaming to me that the Panthers are going to win at plus 110. It's literally, it's screaming to me right now, don't be an idiot, take the Panthers. But I bet the Oilers minus 124, so I'll live with it. And I have a bad feeling, because, like, I'm scared to death that Skinner's going to revert back to being Skinner.